Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina. How is everybody doing today? I hope all is well and everything is okay with everybody. It's another first day of the week. It's happening. It's crazy. All things be well. I hope everybody is enjoying their week. We're going into a whole new week, and it has truly been a blessing. All praises be to the Most High, the Holy One of Israel. Shalom, shalom, family. How is everybody doing, family, today? It has been a long week, but we getting ready to start it all over again. Oh, my goodness, it's hot in here. Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, please push 1. I appreciate it if you could do that for me. If you can hear me. I hope you can hear me. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All praises be. Well, yesterday was interesting. Class was very interesting yesterday. We didn't get a chance to go over the lesson, but I think it was extremely interesting. You know, it's just, those are the classes that are good because it's spontaneous. And it is very necessary. I was having a conversation today with Malka, and we were talking about the word God. And I know I'm going to get in trouble with this, but, you know, we have a lot of people that are under the misconception that they are serving the God of the Bible. And they're saying things, and they're saying little cliches and putting things out there for the world to hear as though they really know him and they have a relationship with him. The whole world has described their version of the God that they think he is that's in them scriptures. And it's very interesting feat to be able to watch all of these different interpretations of what they think God is and who he think he is and what they think his role is as it pertains to their life. I was guilty of it too when I was in what we call Christianity. I was guilty of it too. I felt like I knew him. I felt like I knew his word. I felt like I knew him from the perspective that I was taught to get to know him at. And I felt like I had a relationship with him. I really did. I really thought I had a relationship with him. I felt like I had the Holy Ghost. I felt like I was on my way to heaven. And I felt like I was saved, sanctified, and filled up with the tongue talking Holy Ghost. I felt that way. I really did. And, you know, looking back on it now, you know, when I really look at the word and I understand the word now the way that I understand it, I didn't know who I was worshiping at the time. I mean, I labeled him God and we called his name Jesus and we did all of those things. But now that I've met the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I know that I wasn't worshiping him. You know, and the reason why this came up as a topic is because I've heard people say things like, all right, because I'm going to let you know something, that God don't play with me. He don't let nobody mess over me, because if you mess over me, God will get you. I've heard people say that so many times in Christianity. Oh, he don't play about me. Oh, no, when it comes to me, he makes sure I have everything I need. And, you know, when you look back on those kind of statements in hindsight, you're looking at them like, what in the world was you talking about? What in the world? What gave you that false sense of security where you think that just because it's you, he going to move heaven and earth just for you? Because the one that we read about now, he's dangerous. He's absolute what he say he mean. Does he have compassion? Yes, he does. He has compassion and he's full of mercy. But at the same time, he don't play even. And the reason why I know that is because we got a whole nation of people that's scattered all over the world in every country, away from their land, away from their culture, away from their language, and away from their Elohim. Living in an imaginary reality that they think is real. Cold-blooded. I mean, you know, that's some cold-blooded stuff right there, boy. Woo! When he told us time and time again, all right, Now, I done warned you. I'm going to get you out this time, but if you mess over me again, now listen, this is the Elohim of the universe telling his people, if you mess over me again, I'm going to put you among them people. And when you see the whole setup of what we see now where people calling on God, it's like, you know, give him a name. Who exactly are you talking about? Because you're not talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, and so, you know, when you look at that, you just look at how in people's minds they have an imaginary God that fits their life and their circumstances. And it's dangerous because they will defend this imaginary God to the death. They will make you feel like you don't know what you're talking about when you're trying to tell them you still ain't met him yet. No matter how sanctified you think you are, no matter how much Holy Ghost you think you have, no matter how much you talk about heaven and going, you have not met him yet. And it's incredible the stuff that people, that come out of their mouth about a God that they have imagined using the scriptures that don't even pertain to the God that they talk about. It's some serious stuff going on here. You know, because people really do believe that they got him in the corner like he's that old uncle up in the attic, and the only time he come out the attic is when you need him to fight on your behalf. It's like, do you know who you're dealing with? So, you know, I just wanted to say that. You know, I know that it's probably going to ruffle some feathers. It's probably going to make some people be angry, but you know, we got to be honest with the fact that once you get to know him, your whole life changes. And like Malka said, and it made a good point, she said over here, people don't really want to come over here to Israel because it ain't no whole bunch of hoopla and hopla going. Not that we don't praise him, not that we don't worship him, not that we don't dance and we don't shout and we don't do. Guess what? We obey, we worship him by being obedient. And it just ain't looking too, you know, but it's just like the enemy. The enemy always makes the party look grand. He does. He makes the party look grand. He makes it look like, oh, yeah, I want to be over there with them. They over there having some church. They is really partying. They really doing the thing. You know, and then you come over to Israel and you looking at us like, well, I don't see y'all doing nothing. Well, I don't see nothing happening on your behalf. You know, and even though it looks that way, guess what it is? We have more peace and we have more tranquility. I know I do. I can't speak for nobody else, but I know I do. I have more peace and more tranquility about my life than I ever had when I was in Christianity. Now, do we still have issues? Yeah, we still have issues. Do we still have to pray? Of course we still have to pray. We still have to rely on him. However, the difference is that we have an understanding of what it does, what it means to keep him, that what he requires from us as a people so that we stay in right standing. And now I understand when you go in the holiness church or you go in the Christian church that they're prophesying houses and cars and money. I now understand that. Because those are the things that the enemy can give you, houses and cars and money. And people flock to that. They be like, oh, my God, the prophet said I'm about to get rich. And I'm about, okay, all well and good. But guess what? Only what you do for Christ is going to last. Only what you do for the Messiah is going to last. That's the only thing that's going to last. Everything else is just a waste of time. I mean, maybe I'm just rambling on. I don't know. You know, it's just very interesting now to look back on all of it. And the more you think you know, the more you keep evolving. Because the more you understand, the more you evolve even more. You understand the Elohim that we serve. And I wonder how far we got to get before some real changes take place. I mean, when you're really able to move out in his power. Because we got to get to that point. Nobody else is doing it. Everybody else claim they have it, but nobody else is using it. And it's only Israel that has the ability to use it. That's all it is. It's us. So, you know, that's who I was today. I just was thinking about, you know, the things that we, how we have evolved and how we have grown over here, even though it appears, and we go through stuff, believe me, then look, it seems like when you become conscious, all hell break loose. It really do. It seems like all hell break loose. And then it levels itself out because you got to shake yourself away from all of the imaginary stuff that you was believing before. It's the same scriptures. You just have attached it to the right Elohim this time. I mean, maybe I'm the only one that feels like that. I don't know. You know, but I just really do feel like that, you know, people are worshiping them. They have an imaginary reality and they worshiping an imaginary God. You know, and church is popular. You know, people want to go to church. They got to get their church on and, you know, a good cry and a couple shouts and they ready for the week. And all of it is all of it is fictitious and made up. It is. And because Israel is now beginning to wake up, even the people who profess to be us, no power. There's no power. There's none. You know, and it's like, okay, well, wonder how long it's going to be before he really shows up and really shows out. Because we're not talking about houses and cars and clothes. That you, all that's going to come, that comes. He said, seek first the kingdom of Yah and all of its righteousness and everything else will be added unto you. All that's going to come anyway. You know? And the thing about it is we got two different groups that's quoting the same scriptures, and one is appearing to be more prosperous than the other one. One is appearing to have more substance than the other one. But the other one is the one that really pertains to Yah and his real true people. But the other one, because it's so many of them doing what they're doing, they appear to be more prosperous than the real people. And it's like, wait a minute, hold on. Hold on. Area code 405, your mic is open. You're on the air.
That was a mistake. Yes, I wasn't.
Area code 405, your mic is open.
That was a mistake. I wasn't trying that. But,
I'm sorry, what was you saying?
I didn't try to come in. I don't know how that happened.
Okay, no problem. But yes, absolutely. I mean, these are the things that are plaguing us because the world is looking at us and it's looking at them. And it's like, well, wait a minute. You guys don't, y'all ain't, you. What are you doing? Guess what we're doing? We're getting prepared to meet our Elohim. That's what we're doing. And the whole world knows that. They know that we're getting prepared to meet our Elohim. And when we meet him, everything, then the world will know that he is our Elohim because everything is going to change and go back to the way it's supposed to be. Because it's some about deception. And this is what I've learned about deception. Deception is popular. Deception is that thing that everybody's doing. Deception is that thing where people, because everybody else is doing it and nobody wants to question it, it keeps going no matter what it looks like. And it's really interesting to see how deception is really beginning to grow, is growing more in our society. And the scripture says the same thing. It says, enter ye. I got to read this scripture because this is good stuff right here. It says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate. Now, that's deception. And broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. He said, there's going to be a whole lot of everybody shouting. Everybody is speaking in tongues. Everybody got the same music playing. Everybody talking about going to heaven. Everybody is doing it. This is that wide gate full of destruction. It's all kind of stuff going on all over the world. All kind of stuff, especially in this country. Everybody is doing everything they want to do in the name of the Lord. They are. And they're wishing, and they just have this hope that what they're doing is right. But if everybody is doing it, then you got to question it. Watch what the next verse says. It says, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. He said, and few there be that find it. That's the difference between this and this. Over here, you got everybody partying. They partying in the street. They partying in the church. They partying everywhere you look. There's a party going on in one name or the other. He said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That means some odds, I'm telling you. When you begin to understand that it ain't popular, it just, it ain't. I mean, you know, I'm just going to be real. It ain't popular. It's not popular. It really isn't. And when you see the masses doing it and everybody's doing it and everybody's talking about doing it and everybody's doing it, it's not popular. People be like, well, y'all, you know, why come they got all this and we don't have this? Because it's not popular. It just isn't. Because you got to line your life up according to that law, to the best of your ability, while we're in this captivity. Some people say, well, we can't keep all the law when we're in this captivity. So if we can't keep all of it, we can't keep none of it. So what do? You just go out there and do whatever you want to do until we can? So you just let it all hang out and do what everybody else do until we can? How do you rectify that with y'all? When he tells you certain things to do throughout your generation. It's a difference between this and this. You know, and when you find it, when you understand that it's a straight gate and you got to go in and it's narrow. And it's going to question everything you do that you may live according to his laws. His laws, I'm talking about Israel now. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about Israel, the ancient Israel, the Israelites. We got to do what he say do and line up the way he tell us to line up. And then everything else will fall in place. And I think that that's the difficult part for a lot of people, because they feel like, okay, I'm over here, I'm doing everything right. Why am I still having issues? Why am I still struggling? Because the Most High is going, when he gets ready, he's going to bless you when he gets ready. But this is a whole different kind of blessing. Because the blessings of the Most High make it rich and addeth no sorrow. They addeth no sorrow. Because before, what we was considered blessings, we was really just getting in debt and relying on a society to keep us working so we could pay the stuff off. But the blessings of the Most High make it rich, and they add him no sorrow. Those were provisions. He made provisions. But when you talk about a blessing from the Most High, that's something totally different. Totally different. So there is the difference, and when you start to look at the world, and you start to look at whatever it is, whoever it is you're looking at to compare against the life that you live, you have to be obedient to his word. You have to be obedient to his law. You have to be obedient to what he tells us to do while we're yet in captivity. Now the curse is over that he put us under. That was over in August of 2019, but we're still in captivity. We are still living in the land of our captives. And we still have to conduct ourselves a certain way. We have to carry ourselves a certain way. You know, so those are the things that are important. Do I wish that we could have some of the things that we need to have to help our children and help our young people? I do. I wish that. I pray that. That is my prayer all the time. You know, that we don't, if our children need counseling, we don't have to take them to the people of the other nations. You know, if there's marriage counseling that needs to be done, we don't have to go outside of our communities in order to get marriage counseling done. That they're done by people who have a solid marriage, who have been married in Yah, and are living the life that he is telling us to live. But right now, for some reason, he is just getting us ready. He is gathering us. And that's my prayer. You know, y'all, while we're here, you know, allow us to take control over our children. Allow us to be able to be the ones to mentor our children. Bring people into our community or awaken the people that belong to our community that are able to counsel in your word, that are able to bless the children in your word, that are able to do marriage counseling in your word, according to what your word says. So we, and you know, like I said, the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. And we can only do what we can do. That's all we can do. But we got to keep praying. We just got to keep praying. And I know that we find ourselves doing this pep talk all the time. We got to keep praying. Because the Most High is going to bless us. He is going to do it. And everybody said, well, when, Nisha? When, Yaina? When he gets ready. And that's why it's so important that we keep learning about him, that we keep understanding his word, that we understand what he says, that we know who he is as the Elohim. Because your prayers are different now. I know mine are. I don't know about nobody else's. I feel closer to him now than I have ever felt. And are we perfect? No. He said, but be faithful over a few things. And I'll make you ruler over many. Just be faithful over a few things. So all praises to the Most High, the Holy One of Israel. You know, like I said, we got to keep doing what we're doing. We have to keep getting to know him. We have to continue to talk to him just like we talk to each other. You know, all the theatrics and all the others, just talk to him. Because he needs that. He wants that. He wants us to come. He said bring everything to him. Bring everything that you feel is necessary to him. Everything to him in prayer. And he'll meet you there. Hold on to him. Don't hold on. Don't let go. Because he's listening. And you know, I told my daughter not too long ago, I said, if you trust him, I promise you he'll show you. And he showed her. And he showed her. And it was miraculous what he did. But at the same time, guess what we got to do? We got to keep on holding on to him. No matter what we see, what we don't see, we got to hold on to him. I don't know why the conversations have been like this here lately. And I don't know who it is, because I know I'm talking to myself, but whoever else it is, you got to hold on to him no matter what it looks like. You know, we don't promote walking away from families, husbands, children, none of that stuff. You know, unless the circumstances are life-threatening or you feel like, you know, that it's just, you know, you'll know. But for the most part, we support family. And it is about family. You know, but you got to hold on to the Most High. And he will make everything all right. He really will. You know, I know we don't understand it right now, and it seems like everybody that come over here, they go through this period where they feel like they're losing everything, and you're really not. What's happening is he's stripping you away from the things and the teachings and the knowledge that you got from the people and the nations that don't know him. That's what it is. No. And I'm talking about those purpose people, you know, the people that have a purpose. And I think that's everybody on this call, that you have a purpose. He's called you for a specific purpose. He's got to get us ready for that purpose. And it always looks like the wicked is living better than the just. It always does. It always has. It always looks like the wicked is living better than the just. But, you know, but guess what? Their time is limited. It's supposed to do that. That's what this is about, to make you look at the stuff that the enemy has and say, man, why we got to struggle? Why they got to live like that? Because that's what he did. He's no different than when he took Christ up on the mountaintop and told him, look at all these kingdoms. He said, all of these are mine to give. And if you bow down before me, guess what he said? He said, I'll give all these kingdoms to you. I'll make you ruler over them. In other words, I'll make you a God. Little did he know he was already a God. He was the Elohim. So the temptation is going to always be there. You're going to always be tempted. He's going to always present something in your face that looks better than what you have. But hold on to Yah. Hold on to him. Don't let go. Hold on to him. It's going to always be a temptation. She's going to be fine, or he's going to look just like you want him to look, or whatever it be, however it is. Hold on to Yah. You know, and we got to start teaching our children, little bitty kids, the oldest 3 and 4, make them get on their knees and call on Yah. Teach them how to pray at night. Put them on their knees and call on the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Create that prayer life with them as little kids. We need to start doing that. We've been so busy dressing them up and making excuses for the society that we live in by making them feel good that we have to start teaching them about our Elohim. Because this stuff is getting wicked. And if we don't teach them the difference, the appeal that's out there is going to be stronger than your voice if you don't start telling them stuff little. You know, they have a saying that the loudest guy in the room is the weakest guy in the room. And you always got to know that everything that Lucifer does is always predicated on entertainment. It's either entertainment, wealth, or lust. That's all. That's why, you know what, that's why they sashay all these movie stars in our faces and all on Facebook and TikTok and whatever, all the other social media stuff they have. Guess who? So this one bought this $3 million house, and this one just bought a Maybach, and this one is dressing in. That's the devil saying, look at me over here. This is what we're doing. If you want to live like this, I have the answer. But them be the same people ready to commit suicide after a while. They have it all. They have that. They have the mansions. They have the private jets. They have the clothes. They have the money. But they still not happy. They still not happy. They not. You know why? Because only what you do for Yah is going to last. That's it. They not. And they'll look at you and be like, how do you not have all this stuff and you just be just as content? And you just happy with your life? How could you be so happy and you don't even know how to live the way we live? Because there's no greater happiness than to be in right standing with our Elohim. Because when the time comes, he'll give you all of those things. He will. They're baffled at the fact that this is enough. You know, and Paul said it best. He said, I've learned. He said, I've been rich and I've been poor. He said, but I've learned wherewith to be content in whatever state I'm in. They can't figure it out. They be ready to commit suicide. Some of them do. You know, and it's like, is it worth it? You know, we just be sitting back just as content. We have our cornbread, and we make our greens and cornbread, our little macaroni and cheese, and we have family over that sit down and break bread together, and the kids be playing out in the yard, and everybody just as happy. And they just can't figure it out. But it's the contentment of our Elohim. Because if you keep on going his route, you'll be chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing, trying to get, trying to have, and chasing before you look up. Everything is just a life done just passed by. Your kids have had to raise themselves. They don't have no guidance. And once they get grown, all you can do at a certain point is give them advice. When the times was supposed to be for you to teach them, you were too busy chasing. Yah's way is the best way. It teaches women how to be women. It teaches women how to be mothers. It teaches women how to tend to their children. These are the things that the Most High gives us and contentment in it. Same thing for the men. It gives the balance that's needed. And the world looks at us like, how can you be so happy? Even single women and men, content. And they be looking like, she really appears to be happy. Yeah. We are. And we don't have half the stuff some of y'all have. And they have on gold dripping. They even got diamonds in their teeth. And they still ain't satisfied. They still ain't satisfied. It's like, what else do you got to do? You done did everything under the sun. They have classified you as a billionaire. Are you close to? You got hundreds of millions of dollars. You can go anywhere you want within reason and give what you want for yourself. You can buy whatever you want to buy, but you're still not happy. It's something missing. And that's y'all. And you can't find that over there. Because, believe me, people have been trying to find, and need to be sanctified folk. Go to church. Sanctified people that said church commit suicide. How? Because you can't find happiness in the stuff. The happiness has to be found within yourself. And the only way you can get that is by being in right standing with your Elohim. So when the time comes for him to elevate you, you're ready to be able to handle something like that. And they have girlfriend after girlfriend, or husband after husband, or all, and they're still not happy. So I said all that to say, don't ever measure yourself up against what you see, what the enemy shows you. Don't ever feel like that you're not worth it or you haven't achieved what you're supposed to achieve because of what he shows you. Because happiness is in him. And that's the only way you're going to get happiness. True happiness is in him. And when you can sit down and say, I might not be where I want to be, but I ain't where I was, and I know I love the Most High. And because guess what? Every man's steps have been ordered. The Bible said the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Most High. Been ordered. Proverbs 37:23. It says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Most High, and he delighteth in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Most High upholdeth him with his hand. That means you're going to go through something. That's exactly what that means. You're going to go through something sometimes. It ain't always going to be perfect. But your steps have been ordered. Been ordered. You know, nothing happens by chance. Nothing. So all this stuff is important to be able to understand when you're going through life. People committing suicide because they ain't where they think they should be in life. Or they done lost some stuff and got to start all over again. The steps of a good man have been ordered. You're going to lose some. He got you. You got to go through it. You got to go through the loss as well as the gain. And you got to go through it so that he can be to you what he's supposed to be. And that's your Elohim. Because when the blessings of the Most High make it rich and added. You ain't been blessed yet. You ain't blessed yet. He made provisions, but you ain't been blessed yet. When he bless you, you're going to know you've been blessed. So then that means that everything is predestined. It's predestined. You got to go through it. You got to go through it. Whatever it is, you got to go through it. You can't be afraid of it. You got to go through it, and you got to be content when you're going through it. Some people don't hear them lost jobs. Some people have lost houses. Some people have lost all kinds of stuff. But guess what? These are the steps that you got to go through so that he can make you into the person that he needs you to be. And the difference between us and them is we go through it with contentment. And we're not anxious for nothing. He said, but all in all things, he said, be not anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication, give thanks unto your Elohim. These are the things, these are the protocols and the steps that we have to do and the words that we have to quote when we're going through this and the peace that we have to have until he gets us to where he wants us to be. You know, somebody asked me, like, why do you allow certain people to come on the radio, on the class, and talk crazy like they do to you? Why do you allow certain people to get smart and stuff? You know why? Because it builds character. Because it teaches me how to hold my tongue, and it builds character. Because who knows who I'm going to be standing in front of? Who knows the people that the Most High is going to put me in front of down the line that I might have to hold my tongue and smile instead of saying something? Everything that's lawful is not expedient. And vice versa. For real, everything, you just can't. And I know y'all hear them, and they be on there getting smart and saying all kind of stuff. And you know what? I have to smile and say, well, all praises. You know why? Because it builds character. It teaches you how to understand people. And in order for us to be able to, I keep coming back to this, to be the people that he wants us to be, to step out and represent, you got to learn how to control your temperament. You got to learn how to control your tongue. You got to learn how to deal with people. You do. You really do have to learn how to deal with people. And they come from all walks of life, every kind you can imagine. They be on there every time, you know. Men and women, it don't matter. You know, you have to learn how to deal with people. You have to have patience for y'all's people. You really do. Because guess what? If he said they were stiff-necked and hard-headed, you can't even begin to imagine what you really up against. I mean, for real. He said they was a stiff-necked people. For real. And you have to have the patience to deal with them. You cannot get frustrated. That is exactly what got Moshe in the trouble that he was in the beginning. He was given instructions. He told him to speak to the rock, and he got mad at the people, and he hit the rock. And from that moment, that little indiscretion, he was not allowed to go over into the promised land. I learned how to control your temperament. You got to learn what to say and what not to say. This is a test. You know how they say this is a test of the American broadcasting system. It is merely a test. It is. It's a test. And it determines the level that you're allowed to go to. It really does. It determines the level you're allowed to go to. And guess what? And it's not a problem, because if you got to go through it and you fail it, guess what's going to happen? You're going to do that over again. You'll do it over. You will do the test over again. And everybody's not at the same level, and everybody's not at the same place. But whatever level you're at, go through it. And you go through it, and that's how you live the life according to the way that he lived his life. You know, he said, do what he does. Watch how he did it. Now, one thing he wasn't no punk. Spoke up when the time came, but for the most part, he just did what he was told to do, and he was obedient. And it shook the very foundation of the religious systems of that time. It did. You got to hold on. You got to do what he tells you to do. You got to be obedient. You know, you got to be obedient. You got to get ready for the test, because the test is coming. And like I said, for some of y'all, it's still a little bitty thing. It's baby steps. and you know you had baby steps, and then you do, you know, you pass that test, and then you go to another level and you pass that test. But you gotta trust him. And I don't know who going through something, but whatever it is and whoever it is, we in 100%. Whatever you need, we trying to help, you know, through the scriptures. Area code 405, your mic is open.
It's my phone. I don't know what's wrong with my headphones.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My headphones. That's okay. Just keep me muted. I don't know what's going on.
That's all right. We understand. You know, it's just some serious business. It's a serious stuff right here. Another level, another devil. You know, because the temptation going to always be there all the time. You know, and it's natural to want stuff. Don't get me wrong. Everybody wants stuff. Everybody wants, you know, to live a certain way, and they want certain things, and there's not anything wrong with wanting nice things. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with wanting things and having things, but just keep it in perspective. That's all we're saying. Put Yah first. And when you put him first, you know, I've been trying to figure out what it means when it says the kingdom of God has come unto you. I never understood that. And I was trying to figure out what the heck that means. I'm like, what do you mean the kingdom of Yah has come unto you? And I was trying to understand that. And I'm trying to figure out what that means. You know, and it's all through the whole, it's all through the Bible, all through it. It's Luke 17:20-21. It says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of Yah should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of Yah cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of Yah is within you. I don't understand that. I'm like, make me understand that. You know, because the church will tell you, oh, that's the Holy Ghost. No, no, no. No, no. You know? It's in you. You know? And so those are things that we tap into. And he was talking to Israel. Those are the things that we tap into when we're in right standing. Everything is going to come help you. Everything is going to be there for you. And I don't know about you, but I want to be in a position when I pray, he hears me. When I say a prayer and he knows that it's sincere for all the right reasons, not a prayer of vengeance, not a prayer of spitefulness, not a prayer of jealousy, but a prayer in right standing with the Most High, that he hears us. You know, all praises. So I wanted to make sure that we get that on the, we get, it's, yes, I know it's rough. Some people say it's rough. It's rough. But it's okay because he said don't worry about it. If he feeds the birds of the air and the birds of the field, how much more is he's not going to let you go hungry. He's not going to let you starve. He's not going to let you go under. Just trust him. And watch, won't he make everything all right? You know, and you got to be careful who you praying with and what you praying for. You got to ask questions. When people say, pray for me, what are we praying for? What's going on? I just need prayer. About what? Know what words you're speaking out of your mouth. Speak positive. I can't say it enough. If you don't have nothing good to say, don't say nothing. Speak positive about your life, positive about your children, positive about your situation. No matter what it looked like, I know he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you to the end of the earth. You got to talk to yourself. David had to encourage himself. I don't know who this is for, But you got to get in that word, and you got to read that word, and you got to understand who this Elohim is that we serve. It ain't about shouting and spitting and speaking. You got to understand who this Elohim is. They've been doing that. We've been watching them do that. We done watched them prophesy. We done watched them spit and speak in tongues, run and jump and flip. And you know what? The more you think about it and the more you see it, the more you realize that it has no power. It's similar. It looks similar, but it really don't have no power. No, these are the things that are very important for us to understand here. And Israel ain't ready for the power because we got to get our attitude right. He waiting on us. And when the time come, he going to let us use it. So guess what? When I say power, I mean the thing that the supernatural stuff. I'm not talking about prayers being answered because our prayers are being answered. I know mine are. I don't ask for a lot. I don't ask for much, but he answers my prayers. If anybody else want to say something or you have something to say, even if it's not pertaining to what we're talking about, please feel free to push one. You know, I've been on this for a minute. I don't know why this is every time we get on here that we on this. I don't know if somebody is on the verge of wanting to commit suicide. I don't know what it is that's going on. But whatever it is, just trust y'all. It's not worth it. If you're feeling like that and you've done all that you can do, then maybe it's time for you to switch partners. You know, only what you do for y'all is going to last. You know, come study with us. Send an email to us. We'll pray with you. Do whatever it is, whatever you're going through. It's not worth it. The enemy wants you to make you feel like it's over. Life is over. It ain't over. You're just beginning. Anybody else have something you want to say? You want to push one? Please feel free to do that. I mean, you know, class last night was awesome. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed what we learned and how we reiterated, you know, that we're dealing with gods and we're dealing with fallen angels and we're dealing with all kind of stuff jumping off on this planet and we're dealing with anything that's popular. You got to be leery of it. Anything where the masses of people are running into it, you got to be leery of it. Because he said, enter ye at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in therein. He said, the door open, there's so many folks falling through there, they just partying and having a good time. He said, but straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. It's always going to be a party going on. It's always going to be a popular thing that everybody's doing. But when you see where everybody else is doing it, you got to question it. Because where y'all is, the devil is not. He cannot stand there. He can only pretend for so long. He can't pretend for too long. And all these people come on our radio show, you know why they come, and that some don't believe in the Messiah, and they come on our class, and they come on our radio show, and you know why? Because they really, in their mind, they really saying, let me see what's going on, this stuff is really lining up. And it's like, I don't mind nobody coming, but at some point, you're going to have to say uncle. You're just going to have to say uncle. I give. Because this thing is lining up according to what his word said. It's lining up. His word is not going to come back void. Why? Because the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Most High, and he delighteth in his way. He do. He delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Most High upholdeth him with his hand. He said, I got you. He said, I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That's what it say. That's what it say. That's what the word tell us to do. And we got to be obedient to what it say. I don't care what the devil offer you. Nope. I ain't doing it. All you got to do is come over here and do this. And you, nope. I'm going to stick with y'all. Nope. He going to leave. He got me. I ain't going to be able to do it. He said he upholdeth him in his hand. Though he fall. It's going to get hard sometime. He got to let you fall in order for you to realize who it is that lift you up. He got to let you slide. Sometimes we mess up. But guess what? We repent and we get ready to do that test over again. That's the importance of the Elohim that we serve. That's the importance of who he is. All praises to the Most High. You know, this is it right here. I mean, we getting real close to some changes really beginning to happen. And everybody going through. I mean, economy ain't gonna get no better. It's not getting no better. You know, and they holding it steady right now, you know, because nobody really wants to let the consumer know how bad it's getting ready to get. But even in that, he'll make a way. Even in that, he will provide. Embrace yourself. Job or no job, he's going to make a way. He's going to provide for you. And we just have to trust him. You know, because these times is coming. And we know it was coming. We told everybody back in 2019, you're getting ready to see some things that's going to disrupt you. It's going to upset you. You're going to see the destruction and the judgment of this place, and it ain't going to be easy to see. Everybody kept saying, yes, well, I don't care. It's a lot going on. Some people just mentally don't even watch the news no more. They be like, it's just too much going on. And it is. But these are the things that have to happen. They have to happen. Nobody can change it. No, but be prepared. Hold yourself steady. Be prepared because it's coming. It is definitely coming. All praises to the Most High. Anybody, what do you guys think about class yesterday? Anybody have anything you want to discuss about the class yesterday? Anybody want to discuss anything at all whatsoever? You know, how did you guys feel about the class? I mean, what, you know, I know that some people are, hold on, area code 478, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yeah, shalom, sis. I just wanted to say thank you for that talk you did. I hope that will help somebody. Whatever it is, like you said, you know, but that was a beautiful, beautiful talk that you just had.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, you know, I'm talking to myself, too. Trust me. Brother Yerushalayim, I'm talking to myself. I really am. I'm myself, too. You know, I mean, not about suicide, because, I mean, that's never been a thought, you know, but it's just, you know, we got to be able to get, we just got to get ready. You know, I
right.
appreciate that so much. You know, and also I want to say, you know, I know that, you know, and I want to say this from the bottom of my heart. There are people that are coming into coming back to this family that have experienced all kind of things. We're going to have people from the LGBTQ community. We're going to have people from the homosexual community. We're going to have people coming from the heterosexual community that have been extremely promiscuous. We're going to have prostitutes coming in. We're going to have pimps coming in. We're going to have drug dealers coming in. We're going to have murderers coming in. We're going to have all kind of people coming up in here looking for y'all. And one thing I want to say to everybody is you have to watch what you say. I've heard a lot of things that have been said over the radio show, and I've heard a lot of things being said over the class, and you have to be careful with what you say and how you say it, you know, because everybody is struggling with something. Everybody is dealing with something. you know, and the more that they're coming in from everywhere, and you got to be able to watch what you say, and you've got to be able to trust Yah and let Yah come out through you. We have to show love. We have to show love. We do. And they ain't going to come already fixed. They're going to come broken. And they supposed to be able to come broken. Some men going to come in sounding like women. They going to, all of that kind of stuff. You're going to have some women coming in sounding like they men, because this is the lifestyle that they have come from. And they're going to come broken. We have got, our job is to make sure we show love and show them Yah in the word. You got to watch what you say. You really do. Because that word will do the job. Let me read it to you, what the scriptures say. It says, for the word of Yah. Oh, y'all don't want this. Hold on just a minute. Y'all don't want this. I'm about to give you something. Hold on. I want you to listen to this. It says, for the word of Yah is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, and of the joint and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. It's strong enough to do what it needs to do. So we got to watch what we say. We got to watch what we say. Because these people is coming. And nobody has to be perfect. They just have to come.
Right.
You know, and you got, you know, a lot of people have said a lot of stuff. And, you know, like I said, I have to start doing things a little bit different now. And some of the stuff I'm going to have to start calling out, because we're not here. Even whatever our personal opinion is about whatever it is, we have to still show love. We have to, because that's how he builds. No. Our job is to tell them, and then once we tell them, it's up to them, whatever it is. Whether it's being overweight, whether it's being addicted to pain medications, whether it's addicted to crack cocaine, whether it's addicted to sex, whether it's addicted to money, whatever it is, whatever the addiction is, we have to be able to tell them and let the Spirit of the Most High do the rest.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, you have to, and that's where that spiritual professionalism comes in at. That's where it comes in at. You know, it's exactly where it comes in at. So, you know, we just have to trust Yah. That's all we can do. And we have to do what we do and let them come and feel comfortable and feel loved. You know, and tell them, you know, sis is going to be all right. You know, it's okay. He going to fix it. Because whatever it is, we have to learn to let him fix it, because he will fix it. He knows the heart. He knows the intent of the heart. And it's love. And, you know, they used to have a song that said, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. And that's what drew people to Christ, because he loved them.
Uh-huh.
He fed them. He provided a need for them. You know? He really did. And if we're supposed to be the representatives of him in the earth, we have to be able to show love. We have to everybody, and not just to Israel, to everybody. You know, when we leave here, they ought to be like, man, we have truly lost something.
Yeah.
We have really, truly lost a people. That it's going to be like that anyway, though, Brother Yerushalayim, when we leave. It's going to be a hole missing. It is.
That I believe.
It is. It's going to be a hole missing. As much as they think they don't want us here, when the Most High finally does deliver us from here, it's going to be a hole missing in this society. It really is. Because because we have contributed so much to this society and this life. We really have. You know? But I'm just rattling off. I didn't have a whole lot to talk about today. You know, I just wanted to make sure that we brought that information out. You know, that we have to continue to do what we need to do and to hold on to y'all. Because people are, like I said, you see a world full of black people. I'm talking about black people that's sashaying all over the internet, all over TV. They got wealth. I mean, they showing all kind of mansions and Maybachs and Phantom cars and all kinds of stuff, just wealth. And, you know, all that kind. And they're miserable.
Yeah, that's true.
They are miserable. They got diamonds in their teeth. And they committing suicide.
But you know, that don't mean nothing. None of that stuff mean anything.
Not nothing. It don't mean nothing. You know, and people just keep going through the motions. And it's like, honey, this don't mean nothing. Only what y'all do for you is going to last. That's all it is. You know, they're just miserable. And every time you turn around, they hollering, somebody trying to kill them. Somebody trying to kill me. Look. You know, and you think you don't have what you need. And you know what? When you see that kind of stuff, it makes you appreciate where you are. Even if you're in a one-room place, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you shut the door, it ought to be peace and serenity because it's yours. You don't have to put on no airs for nobody. You ain't got to be perfect all the time. When you step outside, you ain't got to go through all the isms and skips. It's yours.
That's true.
So, you know, I just want you just to know, just relax and enjoy the ride, no matter where you are. No, it may not be enough money, but he'll make a way. Just relax. It's going to be okay. You know, I think about the people who we have helped down through the years, and I'm talking about the Nation of Yehuda, and they was in dire straits. You know, and you watch how the Most High done blessed them, and they just done went on. They good. And then, you know, you smile and you just keep it moving because he will make a way.
Yeah. He most definitely will.
He'll make a way. Folks are about to lose their houses and they had no jobs and they didn't know how they was going to make it and breaking out in hives and stuff. And they was going on. All kind of changes until he decided to change their situation, and he made a way. And I think that the biggest thing that people don't understand is they think it's going to fall down from heaven. No, he's going to work right within the society that you live in. He's going to work right within this, in the reality that you live in. Ain't no angel going to come down with no sack full of money. He said, give, and it shall be given good measures. Shaken down, running together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. That's what he said. That's the scriptures. Let me pull it up so I can read it to you. Luke chapter 3, verse 38. It says, give and it shall be given unto you good measures. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. That's a principle.
Uh-huh.
You got to give. Some people's hands are so tight, they don't want to get on my nuts. It's like, Lord, you got to open up that hand. You got to give. If the Most High told you to be obedient and do what he tell you to do. He told you. So, you know, it's those are the things that he has told us to do. And unfortunately, you know, it's only going to be a few, but we're going to get there. The few that it's going to be, we're going to keep on doing it until we get to where we're supposed to be. We're going to get there. He said, he said very few. He said few find it. He said only few find it. No, it's only us. And it's just, you know, like I said, out of everybody that we have, it's only few people find it. Because it's only a few that is obedient enough to do what he said to do. Do what he tell you to do. Do what he tell you to do. In spite of it all, do what he tell you to do. Because, you know, that's how you get it. That's how you're going to get it. Stay in good graces and do what the Most High tell you to do. And watch and see, don't it change? It's going to change. Life is going to change. It's going to get better and better because it's got to start in the mind first. It's got to start in the mind. It got to start in the mind, and that's where he starts at, in your mind. You know, we got a lot of work. We got work to do. It's plenty of work to do. But before we do it, we got to get our minds straight. Because from the abundance of the heart, what the Bible say?
The mouth
speaks. Yes, it do.
Yeah.
Don't it? Ain't that the truth?
Yes, it is. That is so the truth.
From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Have a lot of evil in your heart, your mouth going to speak it.
It's
have a lot of love
it,
in your mouth. Yeah, you got love, it's going to show that too.
It's going to show that too.
Yeah, come out in your actions.
It will. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And my mom used to always tell me that. She said, you know what, if you really want to know what a person, who a person is, stop talking and listen. And they'll tell you everything they need to tell you about themselves or what they say out of their mouth. Because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It really, really do. And you'll be able to see who you're talking to and what's in their heart. That's why I tell everybody, don't be vengeful. Don't be vengeful. The Most High said, vengeance is mine. We don't have to spend, that's too much energy to go around hating people. I'm not going to do it. I don't do it, and I don't believe in doing it. It's too much energy. Vengeance is mine, saith the Most High. But, you know, don't be vengeful. And if that's in your heart, that's something he got to work at. Ask him to remove it. Ask him to move. Don't be selfish. And most of all, don't be jealous. No. Just trust him. If I had some church music, some organ music to go with this, I'd preach this to y'all today because I'm serious. If you really want to be free, and I mean really free, when you let those things go, he allows you to enjoy life. You just see it different. You see it different. You see life different. And it's a shame because it takes you to get older to really see what life is really all about anyway. And it's about love. It's about family.
Yep,
and the Most
sure
High, he got to be first.
But you hit the nail on the head when you said it takes you to get a little older sometimes just to see it.
Now, isn't it the truth?
Yeah, because the young you are, you know, sometimes that experience just ain't there and you just don't see. what life's about, because I know right now, the age I'm in now, you know, I just like to be peaceful, love. I don't care about all that other stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you wait till you get a little more older, you'll be like, honey, it is not. You'll be sitting back like, it is not that serious. It just is not. You know, and you look and you see yourself when you was young, and I tell them all the time, you just ripping and running and ripping and running and spending money and ripping and running. And now I sound like my grandmother. Go sit down somewhere. Just sit down and just relax. But you got to get to a certain maturity to understand that. It's only so much money you're going to have. And I'm talking to these rich folks out here that's 65 and 70 and 70-something years old, still running around like you a teenager trying to do stuff. It's only so much you're going to be able to have. At some point, you got to say enough is enough, or you're going to drop dead trying to keep maintaining. You got to be content where you at. Because people going to always need something. People going to always want something. But you got to stop and be content where you at. You do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just going and going and going and going and going. When do you sit back and say, thank you, this is enough, it's enough?
That's a big thing. Thank you. It thanks.
Yeah, it's enough. They almost 70 years old, still ripping and running and trying to have a full day. And it's just like, when is it going to be enough? When do you say, I'm finished, that's enough? And sometimes the Most High have to do it for you. You know, all these people that's lost their jobs and stuff, and all of a sudden they no longer working no more, and they then got rid of certain people. You'll find out it's going to be a blessing in disguise. You watch what I tell you. And we know all things work together for the good to them who love Yah and are called according to his purpose. You don't see it right now. But you're going to look back and say, that was the best thing that could have happened to me. Just suddenly just lost their job. Just came in and told them, we don't need you no more. It's happening all over the country. Newscasters and TV people and regular folks, everybody, you going to work one day, you done been there for 10, 15, 16, 17 years, and then they just tell you we no longer need you no more. It's a blessing in disguise. You watch what I tell you. Because it's going to give you a chance to look at life, because you can't spend your whole life doing that. That's not what the Most High wants you to do. It's something else he wants you to do. And unfortunately, he has to end it. But in order for you to get this over, he got to end it, because you would have never left. And then you get to sit around and look at how much time it took out of your life and the things that you had to sacrifice and the people that went lacking. And all of a sudden, sometime he got to do a reset on you. I hate to say it like that, but it just is what it is. It is. You got to do a reset. He said, let me reset this thing because you don't understand. Sometimes he got to shut it down. He got to sit you down in order for you to see what it is. That's the truth. Because if you don't, you're going to fall down. And guess what? There ain't that many vitamins in the world. When you get a certain age, it's over. You need to sit still. Time to sit down.
Nothing wrong with enjoying stuff, but it's time to sit down. You right about that.
It is. You got to sit down sometime. Or you're either going to sit down or you're going to fall down, one of the two. You got to sit down sometime and just relax. It's okay. It's going to be all right. It's okay. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is the Most High and family. It is. And love. That's all that matters. Maybe I got to live like this, and I got to have this, and I'm used to living like this, and I want this, and honey, I don't do that kind of stuff. I got to do this this way, and this, if it ain't this way, it ain't gonna be. And I got to make sure I bow to bed. Guess what? When you die, somebody else gonna they gonna divvy it out to people who don't even care about that stuff. I watched him do my father. My father had all that. He had it all. And we boxed up his stuff, sold his cars, all the stuff that he deemed was precious to him and his sight, and passed it on and gave it away to different people and sold the stuff. It's the only thing that matters is Yah and family. That's all that matters. Okay. And nothing wrong with having nice things, and nothing wrong with doing all of that stuff, but keep it in perspective, because all that matters at the end of the day is Yah and family. You know, tell somebody you love them today. You know, I love you. I might not say it all the time, but I love you. You know, and you mean something to me, and you matter. You know, and I just want you to know that I was thinking about you today. Tell your kids, I'm proud of you. You know, baby steps, I'm proud of you. You've done a great job. I'm proud of you. You know, one day at a time. Some people feel like they can't say that to their kids, so their kids say they don't deserve it. Guess what? We can start today. Let's just start a whole new day and start today. And say, we're just going to do baby steps. We're going to finish the day out, and we're going to be nice to somebody today. That's all we can do. Because all the other stuff is irrelevant. I don't care what you buy. I done seen so many people go through so many changes. And it's like, honey, that stuff don't mean nothing to nobody. It means nothing. It only means stuff to you. And you don't understand at the end of the day, if something happened to you, they're going to throw that stuff in the garbage and give it to the free store and the Goodwill and going about their business. Learn how to share with people. Start contacting with people. Come off of Facebook and all that stuff and go give somebody a hug. Hug your children. Yes, it's going to be all right. I know I ain't been the best parent, but I'm going to do better as of today.
Right.
It's the truth. Half of these kids wouldn't be shooting up stuff. Some of these parents don't even know where their kids are. The one girl came up missing, and then the man was doing an interview with the mother, and he said, well, when was the last time you talked to her? Well, I talked to her on Friday, and she was, man, that was Tuesday. How do you let 4 days go by and you don't talk to your children?
Wow.
You know? Make people matter. Make people become important. Make them mean something. Because all the other stuff you chasing behind means absolutely nothing. The guy that went and shot up the place in Louisville. The one that shot up the bank in Louisville. What was going on with your life?
That is sad.
It is. And then his mama going to call tomorrow. I think he about to do something bad, child. What's going on? We not doing what we supposed to do. We need to, I don't care how grown they are and what they doing, they still need you until they die. Either till you die or they die. Get engaged with your family. Deal with your children. Make them matter. Spend time with them. Call them. That's why the society is the way it is today, is because we have left out the human element of it. We've left out the contact-to-contact anymore. Everybody is so animated. Everybody is so technical. And there's just nothing. And people don't feel like they have, I don't have nobody to talk to. Why? We gotta do it, y'all. I mean, we really do. We gotta do it. Because that's all that matters at the end of the day. Shoes get thrown in the garbage. I don't care how much you pay for them, whether they got red bottoms or green bottoms. When they get old, they go in the garbage. Clothes go in the garbage. Hats go in the garbage. All that stuff go in the garbage. Either get too big for you or get too small, and you got to get rid of it. You could be them pay $5,000 or $10,000 for it, and you can't wear it no more. All that stuff is perishable. You have to start investing in people. Cars get old. I don't care how sharp they are and what they look like today. They're going to make a new one that look better 5 years down the line, and you're going to be riding around in an older looking model of it. And it's all right, but don't make that be everything that makes you who you are. Spend time with your family. Spend time with your children. Go hug your mama. Go hug your daddy. Go spend time with people. That's all that matters. That's all that the talk is, the widow and the needy and the poor and the hungry.
Uh-huh.
What was you going to say? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, you fine, Sister Diana. I was just going to say, you know, and just don't let it be too late. You know.
No.
Just don't let it be too late.
No, because as long as they breathing, it ain't never too late. It's the only time it's too late is when they leave this earth.
Exactly.
Only time it's too late is when they leave this earth. As long as they living and this air in them, you can go back and apologize and say, you know what, I haven't been the parent that I wanted to be, and I was busy chasing after stuff that really didn't matter. But I want to make you a priority, and we're going to spend some time together and just talk like two adults. Let's just get to know each other.
That's why I was so glad me and my dad got a chance to just, you know, talk and hang out and be with each other before he died. You know, and I'm really appreciative of that.
I know you did. And to have not done that and he got away, you got to tell people you love him. You know, I love you. I appreciate what you gave me, and I appreciate what you did. It may not even be a parent. Some people may not have any parents. They may have had a school teacher or somebody. Go tell somebody how much you appreciate what they did for you. Because it's usually the people who have been left hanging that go and do crazy stuff when they feel like they have no other alternative. I don't have nobody to talk to. They wronged me on my job, and I'm getting ready to go pay them back. Why would you feel like that's the alternative? People lose jobs every day. Don't they? You walk into work. Yeah. I remember over here when Sam's closed down, they didn't even tell the people. The building closed down, and the people came to work, and the mailman told them the place is closed. Ain't nobody else in here. And it was a sign on the door. Happens every day. Jobs come and go. That's life. Stuff ain't going to always be perfect. You're going to have to struggle sometime. That's life. You ain't going to always have money in the bank. That's life. You're going to always have extra things to do. That's life. There's going to be some days when there ain't going to be nothing to do, and you're going to have to make your own excitement. That's life.
Yep.
It's life. But you do what you do when you do it when you have it. And you have to learn to be content. And we don't have that. So this popcorn society has taught us, honey, if you don't have what she got, you ain't adequate. If you ain't got what she doing, or you can't live the way she lives, you're not worthy to live. And then people get on them blog talks, I mean YouTubes and Facebook and all talking about they about to commit suicide. And then what gets me is all the people that come on there and egg them on. Go ahead and do it. If you really going to do it. Those are demons. When people do that kind of stuff,
yeah,
you're dealing with demons. Because regular people ain't going to never tell you to take your life. Those are demons.
Yeah.
And the Bible says if you resist the devil, he'll flee. That's what it say. Tell him to go to hell, because that's what I do. I do. I tell you, go, you do it and go to hell while you're doing it. Resist the devil. Them is demons when they come on them Facebook pages and TikToks or wherever they be telling people to commit suicide. Those are demons that's egging you on. I don't care if they classmates or whoever they are, they're demons. Tell them you do it and go to hell at it. While you at it, go to hell while you're doing it. Sure. We don't know. No. So I just want to, I don't know who this is for. I don't know who I'm talking to or talking at on this radio show or who listening. But hold on to Yah. That's all we have. Live your life. Life is meant to be lived. And just because it's hard today don't mean it's going to be hard tomorrow. It might be hard today and tomorrow, next week. What a difference a week make or a day make. Anything can change at any moment. It don't mean you stop trying. You just keep, you keep going. You keep trying. No. Be content. Love yourself. It ain't got to be. Don't measure yourself by what somebody else doing. It don't have nothing to do with you. Somebody told me, man, this girl, all she did was call her family and tell her family that she needed money, and they sent her $10,000. Well, that's good. Everybody can't do that. They can't do it. Hold on, area code 228, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yeah, Sister Yaina, when you said resist it, the word said resist, and you tell them to go to hell, and they still bother you. You rebuke them in the name of Yahweh Shah.
Yeah, that's right, in the name of Yahweh Shah HaMashiach, that's right. Keep on telling, he'll leave eventually because he just want to try to keep you doing it. He'll leave.
But you know, there are times when I fall asleep. It's like something will wake me up with like a like it started at the right up under my navel area. It'll start, it'll wake me up like, and then it'd be like this shocking feeling.
Mhm.
But at first it started out like it was something like it the way it felt was like hot ash going across my leg or feet. I could feel that, you know, in the feeling, but that's what the feeling gives me, the, you know, the idea, that's what it sounds like. And this been going on for a while, and I rebuke it. But I hear, at first I thought, you know, we talked, and I said, this was years ago. Then I said, well, maybe it's my own thoughts. And then I thought, no, because they keep talking when I'm not even thinking about what they're thinking, they're saying ugly stuff, derogatory stuff. I mean, obscene stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a Caucasian man's voice. I can, you know, I know I'm not crazy, and I've been fasting, you know, for the past 4-5 years. I've been doing, you know, like a 30-day fast with water and protein shakes and taking my vitamins. And I do a weekly fast, and you know, I don't know if is this a spiritual thing? Well, I know it's spiritual, but sometimes I just, it's like when I'm quiet, and I'm not saying a thing, and then and I can hear the voice would say, and it'd be a Caucasian voice.
What do it tell you to do?
It told me that I was gonna have a. that I could feel like something sticking me. And I, all of a sudden I looked down like something itching, and it's not. And there's nothing biting me. And so they said, oh, you're going to have an aneurysm, or I'm going to kill you, or this or that. They've been talking like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said,
mm-hmm.
I've been trying to kill her, but I can't get rid of her. I can't. Then they said, I'm trying to possess her, and I can't possess. That's what I'm hearing.
And well, said, guess what? If they're trying to possess you and they can't possess you, something's working. You know what I'm saying? If you have to put the Most High's word in the house and let it play in the house on your TV, you can pull up YouTube and pull up the book of Isaiah, the book of Ezekiel, and just play the word of Yah and continue to live every day and ignore them, because they will leave. They will. You know, and people do work in witchcraft, and some people do put roots on people and do all kind of stuff. They will leave. The Bible said resist the devil, and he will flee. Don't listen to him.
Because
everybody has that thought.
Yeah, but, you know, and I bring those thoughts into captivity, and I bring them into the Most High captivity. And I had a dream about 2 years ago that I saw a bull that was running wild, like he didn't know which way to go. But I could see it from a distance. But all this didn't start happening until I started reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I started listening to you, listening to all what's going on, listening to street preachers. I turned from my ways. I wear skirts. I wear my fringes. I want to walk upright, live right to the best of my ability. I don't steal. If I take something, I let somebody know, and I say, I'm going to pay you when I get such and such. But I tell them first before I do anything. I just want to just take it. But it's just been on me since I started studying the Bible.
I can imagine. You keep the Sabbath and everything?
I keep the Sabbath, and I enjoy it. It's not long enough.
I understand that. But you know what? Sometimes we have walked away from sometimes we have been involved in things that have controlled our thoughts and our minds. And when you walk away and you switch sides, they get angry. But the Bible tells you to resist the devil and he will flee. Yeah, they be on you. Sometimes they tell you to do things. You know, it's just like person commits suicide. Somebody is telling them to do that. It's just time to let it go. Just give it up. And you got to tell them you give it up and go to hell on why you're doing it. And keep it moving. But you got to continue to keep living. And as long as you ignore it and you keep doing what y'all tell you to do, they will eventually flee.
And especially when I get in here singing and praising him. They cannot stand it.
Yeah,
and then I can hear them singing. And I said, glory be to the Most High God. Glory be to the Most. When I said the Most High God, and then the enemy said Satan. I can hear him calling his name. And then when I'm singing and praising, they want to use the same words that I'm singing, but it's delayed. It's not at the same time I'm saying. It's delayed. And then they're called Satan.
But you call on Yah. Don't call him God. Call him by his name. Call him Yahweh. Call him Yah.
Yeah. I call on the Most High, but I can hear that. And then I just sing louder. And I rebuke it. Then all of a sudden it'll stop. And then it's like you hear nothing else.
Mm-hmm. I said, that's how you have to do until whatever it is that's on you is gone. Because they can't stand it. Like I said, let the word play in your house. Let the word, you can pull up the book of Isaiah on your television set and YouTube and just let it play. And ain't nothing but all they doing is reading the whole book. They got the book of Ezekiel on YouTube, the book of Jeremiah. Let the word go through your house. Let that stuff play. It's saturated with Yah's word.
I even bought the smoker with the frankincense and myrrh stones that you can burn. And I take that throughout the house.
I ain't never did all that now. I'm just going to be honest with you. But I'm just saying, the word is what's going to get them. The word. You know, all that frankincense, her and all that stuff, that's to me, that's ritualistic stuff. I don't even do all that. God's word is what's going to get them.
Yes,
and
I
you
did.
Want to get household
saying,
that word
I
on them, you know, and let them go on because they can't stand it.
I just got this, but when I pray to the Most High, I have just recently started using the frankincense and myrrh when I pray. Because when I go to the Sabbath service, they have it up in there, frankincense and myrrh. They have it lit. So that's the only
reason
why.
But how is the lighting it? Because we're not even supposed to light a candle on the Sabbath day. They're not supposed
but
to burn nothing on the Sabbath day. You ain't even supposed to kindle a fire.
I know. I don't do it on the Sabbath.
No, I'm talking about the group that you said they have it lit on the Sabbath day. I was just wondering how they were doing that.
I don't know. They got this little coal. Well, I bought the little purchase. It's a little round little disc, like a black coal. It's black coal, a little disc with a dip in it where you can sit the stuff and burn it. But they have frankincense and myrrh in there, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they keep it lit or it's just, I don't know. I know when I go in, it's like that.
But anyway, you know,
I don't do it on the Sabbath day. I don't light it because I want to be on the safe side.
Yeah,
at least
just,
I try to be.
Yep, just pray and ask Yah to deliver you. Ask him to deliver you from the situation. And we all going to pray with you. Where is Brother Yerushalayim? Is he around?
I'm telling you, I sat a week in ashes and in sackcloth.
Yes,
I mean, and it's just still on me. I saw a female, a young black spirit, and it's like she was Caucasian because her hair was down by the mid of her back. And then I could see these things.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, mm-hmm. And I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And
well,
like,
you know, we're going to pray with you right now because we got to end our class here in a minute. Brother Yerushalayim, you ready? Because we need to pray for this lady right here.
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm going to give everybody just a second. Turn to the east. The sisters put a covering on your hair. Is everybody ready? We're going to go ahead and start the prayer. First and foremost, we pray all things through Yeshua the Christ and pray that this prayer is acceptable. Say, blessed be you, O Yahweh. Blessed be you, O Elohim, Hashem, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We pray today. We come together today and we pray for this sister today. We pray that you are able to protect her from the things that are plaguing her, her mind, her spirit, and her body. We pray, Father, that you watch over this sister, guide her steps, guide her thoughts, guide her actions. Touch her heart and comfort her and let her know that you are with her and that you are protecting and guiding her. We come, that's from all of us, Father. We pray for her deliverance from these things that continue to walk to plague her spirit and her soul, her body. We thank you for bringing us together. We thank you for allowing us to be a blessing to each other. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for everything, all things. We thank you for the provisions you've given. We thank you for this wonderful class that we had today, and we hope that it inspires others to be good, to do right. We thank you for our families. We thank you for the love that you've given and provided. Thank you for everything and all things. Say, blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah.
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 All right. We're going to keep that prayer going, and we're going to pray, and you pray with us, and we're going to continue to pray until that is gone, because that's not going to work. We got to live each day, and the Bible tells you to resist the devil, and he will flee. It don't say how much time it's going to take. It don't say. Sometimes they come, they leave, and they come back. But whatever we do, we keep on praying until we know it's gone, and we continue to do what the Most High tell us to do, you know, and because you're not supposed to be plagued by those things, you know, we rebuke him right now in the name of Yahweh Shah HaMashiach, you know, and we just believe in him that everything is going to be all right, and you just be encouraged. Brother Uriah, you want to make the announcement for Wednesday?
I sure can. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, family. We are going to have our new moon celebration next week, Wednesday, which is May 3rd. And we're going to meet on the other line, our Saturday line, at 8:15 p.m. And on that day, we do no buying or no selling for 24 hours. Until next week, see you then.
All right, everybody. That's what he said. Wednesday at 8:15 on our regular Sabbath day class. We'll see you at 8:15 in the evening. Anybody else, if you have any other questions or comments, please send us an email at theyehudaproject@gmail.com. The, T-H-E, Yehuda, Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, @gmail.com. And we'll try to answer it to the best of our ability. In the meantime, in the between time, keep us in prayer. Always give y'all all the praise, and we'll see you at our regularly scheduled time next week. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Good night, everybody.